The world of construction is transforming before our eyes. How we design, plan, quantify, and build is changing day to day. But it's never been so easy to connect, share, and bring people together. Our industry is reshaping. So how do we develop relationships? How do we overcome our fears? How do we generate business? And how do we ultimately become the best version of ourselves?
This is Measured. I'm McDonaghy, and my guest today is...
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Measured with McDonaghy. I'm McDonaghy, and thank you for joining me. This is a wrap-up episode today. I first of all have to apologize. Over the last few weeks, it's been unbelievably busy, and there hasn't been the weekly episode of the podcast going out. The market has went absolutely ballistic pretty much since the beginning of March. And we're now sort of getting into the final 5 to 6 weeks of the financial year. And there's just been a lot going on. I wanted to do an episode today just as a bit of a wrap-up of season two of the podcast, give you a bit of an idea of what I'm thinking of with regards to the future of the show and just a little bit of what's going on in the market right now. You know, I typically get a lot of LinkedIn messages from people just wanting to find out what's going on in the market, what's happening. And I would like to essentially be the voice of reason within the construction industry with regards to what's happening with jobs and what the future is looking like. So obviously where we are now compared to where we were 12 months ago is basically chalk and cheese, black and white. It's absolutely crazy in terms of for us as a business. 12 months ago, it was pretty much difficult to get even a client on the phone. And now we're seeing a lot of businesses just out there, you know, with a fishing net, seeing what they can get. Everybody seems to be quite positive with regards to what's happening within the construction and built environment. And it's going to be an interesting few years, to say the least. I'm obviously based in Brisbane. We work across the East Coast. There's just been a sizable shift in mindset from last year. It was, you know, batten down the hatches, hold on to dear life to see what we can get through. Let's hopefully we don't have to shut down the offices, don't have to let everybody go. And that was basically the mindset within the construction industry. But now it's shifted entirely. It's all about bringing in the best people. If the best people aren't available, you know, they're looking at bringing in anyone in that case, which is concerning in many ways, but it is what it is. Obviously, there's talk about the Brisbane Olympics in 2032, which, in my opinion, if that gets awarded, we're going to see Brisbane become a major city on the world scale. It was really the 2000 Olympics that put Sydney down as, you know, one of the most attractive cities in the world, and I truly think Brisbane has something special. I've seen a report in the news today that we're going to experience around 250,000 people coming into Queensland over the next 4 years. I think over the last 12 months there's been 30,000, and when you consider that international borders have been effectively closed since February, March 2020, that's 30,000 Australian residents have decided to move to Queensland, and that's over, you know, your major cities like Melbourne and Sydney. So we're going to see something special happening here over the next 10 to 12 years, my opinion. House prices are obviously increasing significantly. There's a massive shortage of housing across the board, even on the world scale. But it's going to be quite interesting. I believe if Brisbane does win the Olympics, that means we're going to see stadium construction. We're going to see hotel construction go through the roof. I think they were talking about we need around 40 to 50 new hotels being built. You know, the infrastructure wise, obviously there's the Cross River Rail. There's going to be a need for a lot more than that. If you're talking about 250,000 people, that's what, about nearly like tenth of the population increase over the next 4 years. So let's just look at that maybe over the next sort of 10 years. You know, we're really starting to creep up there into the 2-4 million mark, which, you know, that's pretty big. So, you know, we're going to see sustainable construction across the board, housing, retail, defense, infrastructure. You know, it's going to get really, really busy. This is obviously Queensland focused, but we're seeing this across the board and nationally as well. Obviously, the budget was released this week with around about $15.2 billion committed to infrastructure projects over the next 10 years. You know, I'm always skeptical of hearing these sorts of numbers, like, you know, 15.2. So really, that's $1.5 billion a year. You know, break that down nationally, you know, it doesn't actually work out to be that much, really. And considering the size of Australia and, you know, the need for infrastructure and transport, that, you know, for the travel across the nation. So, but, you know, on the flip side, you know, my feeling is that, you know, the Australian government's probably going to spend its way out of any problems. We're seeing the government now has released some information with regards to bringing in some critical workers, which is good, but it's kind of like you know, a band-aid over a, you know, a bullet wound. You know, like it's the market right now has increased so significantly, pretty much because there's just no resources coming into Australia. And I said this nearly 9 to 12 months ago, that this year we're going to see explosive growth, and that's exactly what we're seeing right now. If we're only bringing in, you know, even if it's 5,000 construction people over the next 12 months, that's not even going to address it, even 1-5% of what is needed. You know, as I'd mentioned previously, you know, we're seeing unprecedented demand in the housing market. With that, you know, comes more requirements for multi-unit high-rise. We're going to see more commercial developments, more mixed-use developments, more infrastructure needed because of more people. There's so much to think about. So the good thing is that, you know, if you're on the market, if you're a resident in Australia, it's a good time to be here. We're starting to see competition. I wouldn't say the salaries are increasing significantly, but what I'm probably seeing is that at that bottom to medium a range in terms of experience, you know, so for maybe 2 to 6-7 years experience, you know, I am seeing some shift on that. I'm also seeing a shift on people in Australia who are non-Australian. So, you know, international candidates, there's more of an appetite coming through the market at the minute. Like, I've recently placed a candidate who was in quarantine, had the person 3 interviews and 2 offers. And a good money as well, you know. So this is someone who doesn't have any experience in Australia, but was picked up by one of the tier one contractors because, you know, they're desperately needing someone, and that person has, you know, good experience and good personality and was offered a pretty good salary. So there's a bit more appetite on that side. So if you're an international candidate living in Australia, now is the time to really start to ramp up your search. Or if you're on if you've accepted a lower salary just to get a job, you know, now you can maybe start looking at those 15-20k increases. So it's been a really interesting 3 to 6 months. Start of the year was a bit quiet, then it just went absolutely crazy. We're ranking up record numbers of interviews. Where interviews are being cancelled, you know, left, right, and center because people are getting offered all over the place. You know, it's absolutely manic in some ways, and that's not always a good thing. If you're in the recruitment industry, you know, like canceling interviews on your clients is just a no-go for me, which is disappointing. But typically, therefore, you know, candidates more on that delivery side, you know, where every projects matter, you know, your project team matters. Where if you're on that pre-construction side of things and you're estimating, you know, it's quite an autonomous role. So it is busy across the board. So if you're out there, now is a good time to probably consider looking at other opportunities. There's money to be made. On the flip side of that, so the podcast, obviously, it's nine months old now. It's been a really interesting experience for me. So I started the podcast as predominantly an estimating and quantity surveying focused podcast. But what I've really realized over the last 2 to 3 months is that I don't think I wanted to be so specific to one sector. The reason being is that I don't really know if construction has a voice that much in Australia. And what I mean by that is there's very few construction influencers. And I say that with, you know, inverted commas, because I don't want to be an influencer, but there's very few people out there who are outspoken about construction. And that's because everyone's so afraid. You know, on a construction project, there could be, you know, 30, 50, 100 stakeholders involved. If you step out of line anyway, you know, the hatching's going to come down, and the wrath of an angry boss is going to be there, you know, wrapping you around the knuckles. So like it's quite difficult to get people to speak open and freely without being scared of what their clients are going to hear. And that's very much the case within estimating and quantity surveying. You know, ultimately the industry is deemed to be quite an introverted industry where, you know, people like to work autonomously and like to be, I suppose, quite focused and detail oriented and the flow of things, as opposed to, you know, you get project managers out there who'll, you know, be speaking to everyone, they'll be communicating with various people, 100 calls a day, 300 emails, you know. And I want people to be come on this podcast and to be open and free and to talk. And I want it to be a genuine snapshot of what the construction industry is. You know, if you're only hearing it from one side of the table, then you're not getting a full picture. And we have lots of listeners from overseas as well. You know, we have a lot of people who are actively interested in relocating to Australia. And they're listening because they want to hear what it's about, and they're only getting one side of the coin. So what I've started to do this season is experiment with the show. And I actually had a few podcast episodes with the likes of Noor and Hani, who are unemployed international candidates who are residents of Australia and can't find work. And ultimately, they were some of the most listened to episodes, because we're really hitting on a sentiment. There's a lot of people who have went through the same struggle and have went through the same ups and downs. And I don't want people like Hani or Noor to be overlooked. I want to give them a voice as much as I want to give the entrepreneurs of the industry a voice as well. So I think over time, my feelings have changed a little bit, rather than being so specific. Obviously, quantity surveying and estimating is going to be a massive part of it, because for me, one of my biggest interests is winning work, you know, because I'm a businessman. I love to think about how can I win more work. And I don't like just going off the, you know, you do more calls, you're gonna win more work. And ultimately that might be the case, but you know, you teach a monkey to ring someone. So I'm all about the strategy. You know, how have you won this project? How did you bring on your first client? How did you win that tender? You do something a little bit different. You know, those are the things that I'm super, super interested in. So there's always going to be a massive component to this podcast, just because it's purely of my interest, is on that pre-construction side. Like, how do you win? You know, I'm a competitive person, so I want to find that out, but also want to give voice to the others within the industry, the suppliers, even the economists of construction, the directors, the architects, the entrepreneurs, the unemployed. This is going to be a real hot pot of construction, and it's going to be, the guests are going to be so wide and varied. You know, one week we could have, you know, one of the directors of Multiplex, hopefully, and then the next week we'll have potentially someone who's never had a job in Australia. And why not? Because this for me, I want this podcast to be the beating heart of Australian construction, and it's not going to be state specific. It's going to be across the board. So this is what my vision is with the show, and it definitely has developed about, you know, from being so specific in one area. Now let's make this something totally unique and different and dynamic. And, you know, where someone like a structural engineer can listen and get value. You know, someone who's a construction management graduate is going to get value. You know, was it ultimately, it should be a resource where you can learn, be inspired, you know, develop as an individual and continue to grow. And ultimately, if someone's out there and wants to give their opinion, let's hear it. You know, we need to hear more opinions. You know, people just hide behind, you know, their, you see all these lurkers on LinkedIn and they don't say anything, and they'll just, you know, might not like your post. They're just viewing your profiles and they're just lurking around. But we need more people to talk about what's going on in construction, whether that's, you know, there's typically the buzzwords of construction now, you know, whether that's gender equity, you know, which is, you know, I'm super passionate about, but some of our people might be passionate about sustainability. Like, how do we make construction more sustainable? How do we make it more attractive to people to join the construction industry? These things, like, we need to be talking about them and hitting, you know, nails on the head constantly. So we want people out there who are open, transparent, have their own ideas, and let's chat, let's talk about it. So I'm super keen on that. So yeah, in terms of the next season, and I'd say probably 2 months off the podcast. The reason being, it's 6 weeks away until the end of the financial year, and I am Boston to make sure that we come through as profitably as possible. What a couple of years it's been. We started in June 2019, so we theoretically had 6 months before the COVID pandemic came in and turned the world upside down. And it's been a massive learning curve for me. So as an individual, as a business person, you know, I want to drive as much activity through over the next 6 weeks as possible. I want us to have the best end of the year. And then on the July 4th, I turn 30. So whoop, whoop. Yeah, it's going to be cool going into my 30s, but starting to have a few more grays than what I reckon I should over the last couple of years. But guys, I just want to say, if you've been a fan of the show, if you've been listening, you know, thanks for being a guest. You know, I'm going to work over the next 2 months in terms of making sure we've got some cracking guests lined up. I want to make sure that we're doing things a little bit differently, a little bit more unique. I'm going to bring in some support as well, because it's just been so busy managing the business. We've recorded 51 episodes of the podcast, and we just want to make sure that this is something that is consistent. I don't really like jumping in and out doing 2 week episodes, you know, 2 week waiting times, or I want them to be consistent. 6 a.m. every Wednesday morning, you can count on it. And that's what we're getting to. And I'll be bringing in more support just to help me make sure that happens. And we want you to enjoy it. We want you to get value from it. We want to hear what your thoughts are. Let me know, because the more ideas that people throw at me, the better the show is going to be. And ultimately, this is all about you guys who listen. You know, it's not about me. It's all about you people who want to take something from it and drive it into your career and get that motivation and that success and keep it moving. So yeah, I just want to say thank you. Keep listening. Keep recommending the podcast. Like, we have quite a decent follower, you know, listening counts in the high thousands, you know. So no one has given me many ratings on Apple Podcasts, and I'm ashamed of it. So please put your fingers out, give me a rating. Come on. Yeah. And if there's anything that you can think about, any information that you or any ideas, let me know. Reach out to me on LinkedIn. It's Mick Donaghy. And yeah, just have a cracking end to the financial year. And I'm really looking forward to coming back in July or August, whatever I decide. And it's going to be awesome. And we're 51 episodes or 52 episodes now. What a 9 months it's been. We're going to keep driving. We're going to make this really consistent. This is going to be the marketplace for construction in Australia. And it's going to be super exciting. So jump on board, guys. Tell all your friends. Tell your man, your pa, and everybody else. And yeah, have a crack a few weeks. Cheers, guys. Thank you so much for listening to Measured with me, Mick Donaghy. Our goal with this podcast is to create a community of construction professionals from a variety of backgrounds and experiences to develop, learn, and grow together. As a business, our aim with Franklin Smith is to become the most respected pre-construction and quantity surveying recruitment agency in Australia within the next 5 years. Thereafter, our goal is to build a 100-year company that outlives us as owners, but lives on in the careers and legacy projects we recruit for. Listening to this podcast is being a small part of that journey, and we are forever thankful for your time. If you'd like to connect further with our ever-growing community, check out the Measured Facebook and LinkedIn pages. Thanks for listening to Measured. Catch you next time.